This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
I had to learn what that means. A light. I was like, oh, the signal fires a light. You know, it's like it's a light. No, it's a one word. A-L-I-T-E. A light. And it's like burning, whatever.
Nice.
So
I do love Puddle of Mud.
You do.
Those Puddle of Mud,
just
right?
Getting madder. No, it's more. He's like, enjoy the shirt. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing it. Like, I'm going to pass.
I also made a shirt for an employee.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. That's more funny. He works out. He does a lot of Olympic-style lifts. And
Jay?
No. he owns a Jimmy John's. And he has recently found out that people from the age of 16 to 25... or shitheads.
Shitheads.
And he is about to lose his fucking mind. And he said, I hate fuckers. I hate them all. I hate them. So I went on to Etsy and found one of those little string muscle shirts.
Yeah.
And it's black, and then in like bright gold lettering it says, I hate fuckers on it. So he can wear it when he works out.
Oh, nice. Woo, do you think he will wear it or no?
Oh, I think he will.
Yeah.
He better. At least put it on and take a picture.
Get kicked out of the gym pretty quick.
Oh, no. He has a buddy that has equipment. They work out.
Oh, then yeah, you can wear it. Then.
Yeah.
His buddy's like, get that out of here. Kicked out of my gym.
Don't ever come back.
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, if Rhodey gives you a shirt, you're going to wear it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot how sweet this Feisty Redhead was. It's good, though.
It is really good. We're drinking Hop Fusion's Feisty Redhead, which is the blonde, the Feisty Blonde, right? With
hibiscus.
Hibiscus and something else.
Cherry.
Yeah. The cherry's not very there. And not my, well, yeah, a little tart on the end.
Yeah.
But I do get the hibiscus, and I like it. It's very refreshing. What's weird, though, is...
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I guess they put enough cherry and hibiscus in it to drop the ABV, because the ABV is lower.
It's 8.6.
Yeah, the Feisty Blondes and the Nines.
Hmm. Really?
Yep. I was like, interesting. So this drops down to 8, which is still nothing to laugh at.
Yeah.
Oh, 8. I'll drink 5 of those.
99.
No, you won't. But yeah, so we need to talk about something real quick. So Dirk, the intro Dirk from Mavs Rugby, I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
Oh, is he still alive?
Yeah, but no, he texted me and he said, I had no idea Killswitch put out a new record. Thank you, Casually Lit.
Nice.
And I was like, oh yeah, this record's sick. I've been listening to that thing all week. Have you listened to it at all?
No, like he sent me the link and I was...
That video.
I was in a case and then I just... Never went I forgot.
Back. You should... That video was so badass. So it starts off with Jesse and the band doing their thing, and then it shows the back of Howard, and then he picks up the mic like he's going into the game, and then out of nowhere he just pops up and he's right there with Jesse, and they're both together. It's like, oh shit, there's my childhood. And also, I thought it was weird because Killswitch, it's just so weird, dude. You know, it was 2004 was the first time I ever heard them. Holy shit. Because then I started looking at how Howard is almost 50 years old.
Is he really?
Yes. Jeez. And Jesse's almost 40. It's like, oh my God. I just didn't realize. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about around the time that I started listening to. Because I remember the first time I ever heard him, it was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing End of Heartache?
Yep.
Oh God.
I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Damn.
I'll have to go back and check it out there.
Oh, the album's amazing. That video is the best, though. But yeah, I've been listening to the album nonstop. And then it got me on a Killswitch kick and was listening to all of them. I was like, oh, they're such a good band. Blah, blah, blah. And then it's weird listening to heavy music. It's just weird, but I love it.
What's your favorite song off the new album?
So far, Signal Fire, probably.
Signal Fire's good.
But there's a couple. There's the... Crown King, Crown of Kings is pretty awesome too.
Yeah, I like the what is it? Take Control.
Yep,
sounds good. Yep. Real good.
That's I actually understand the message. He's such a positive guy too. Jesse is
really is.
It's one of the things that I've always liked about him. And Times of Grace is his other band, and he said they're still working on that, and I cannot wait for that next CD.
I didn't know you had another band.
Yeah, listen to Times of Grace; it'll make you tear up. Oh my God.
It's like 3 Days Grace, but a little bit lighter.
Not at all. It's a lighter version of Killswitch, if anything. But it's completely positive, and like the number one song on there is Strength in Numbers, and it's just all about positive.
It's about ants.
Rody's not letting us get personal here. So since we'll talk about things that you like to talk about, Liam and Miley Cyrus got a divorce. How do you feel about that, Rody?
I'm pretty broken up about this. I mean, that was a real power couple.
It was, wasn't it? Hollywood, shut it down.
I have a real shot now.
I guess Miley's going to be the new Joker now.
Interesting. Yeah, she's apparently all over some supermodel lady, and they're like doing stuff in public. For those of you that are wondering, no, I don't care about that. It was just out there. And plus, going through new music, there was a song from her, and I clicked on it, and I was like, what is this? And it's her breakup song. Came out 1 week after they broke up. Imagine that's pretty that. Fucking quick.
At what point does it change from empowering to train wreck? Because
you're walking a thin line.
It's a very fine line.
Yep.
Because she's
empowered. Empowered, Rody. Empowered. Love it. What's next on this list? Anyways, yeah, no, there's nothing else. That's
Epstein.
It.
Let's talk about Epstein.
Show's over. No, God damn. What did I say last week? That people were more interested in his suicide than what he did?
Yeah.
And that's completely true.
Very true.
You can't find much about it. But then when you do find it, it's kind of dark. And you're like, I don't really want to know about this.
I don't like this hole that I'm in.
But he set up his money so it would go in some kind of a trust where the victims couldn't touch it. So they're not going to be able to get any money for a while.
What a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
What did you do these past few days?
These past few days, I actually drove to Colorado.
What's that, about a 4-hour drive? Or?
Yeah, about that, three, 4-hour drive.
That's not too bad.
No, not at all. No, it was actually on Friday. One of my brother's friends works for a company and needed me to bring some equipment up to Colorado. So Friday night, I went from Burleson to Austin to sleep at his in-laws' converted garage apartment thing, which is actually really good. And I got up on Saturday morning, got out on the road at like 5:20, and I drove all the way to Denver, Colorado, all in one go. It was about 17 hours.
What time did you wake up?
4:45.
4:45?
Yeah, I was on the road by 5:20.
We're listening to On the Road Again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Just listening to a lot of John Denver.
Exactly. No, but apparently that San Marcos area, very early in the morning, there is a shit ton of deer on the roads.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you have your rifle out?
No.
Were you shooting deers?
I almost hit a couple of them.
Nice. Did you collect the meat in your trunk?
That's illegal.
Damn it.
Not if no one catches you.
True. But yeah, I did that, and the next day, basically waited around because the other guy that I was supposed to meet up with, his flight didn't come in until the next day until about 11, and by the time he got the rental car, it was probably like 1. So I picked up the rental car from him, and I went to a brewery. I was going to go to Deep Elm, not Deep Elm.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
Shit, what was that place called?
Our Mutual Friend?
No, that's the one I went to. I was going to go to
Epic?
Odell's. Yeah, which, Odell's.
By the way, Chris's text message came across as Our Mutual Friend has a good IPA. And I was like, he's either talking about Michael or David. I'm not sure where Chris is right now.
Oh, that's
why. So funny. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? I had no idea.
Yeah, because we completely forgot that you're going up to Colorado. We're like, where's he at? And why didn't he invite us?
And why is he calling David and Michael our mutual friend instead of David or Michael? And I think I actually said out loud, oh, Chris is at New Maine. It's like, oh, God. That's why I asked you, yeah, well, what IPA?
Right.
And then you said it, and I was like,
so you only went to one, Chris?
I had to look it up.
Yeah, I only had really time for one because I had their beer there, their IPA at the our mutual friend. It was their Invisible Bees. It was the hazy IPA they had there.
Okay.
Pretty good. I had their Blueberry Goes. They didn't have a name for it. They just what they called it over there. And after those two beers, I was like, I am a little drunk.
Doesn't take much.
No, especially in that high altitude, too.
Yeah, try hitting four of those and then driving.
Yeah.
Did you stay the night?
Yeah, I stayed the night there. We actually met up with them that later that night. We went to dinner.
Oh, where'd you go to dinner at? Fancy?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I've heard of it.
Which I haven't been there in a long time. That was actually really good.
What flavor did you get?
Hot barbecue.
Oh, that's it? Oh, Chris.
What'd you get? What's your favorite?
No, I get hot barbecue and honey barbecue.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, honey barbecue is pretty good. Although the wings that I got were super cold. So.
I love mango habanero, but trying to take down more than four of those, whew, make a sweat.
Does the heat just overwhelm the flavor?
Yeah, at a certain point. But I do love to go there and get the bottle of mango habanero sauce and use it as a dipping sauce.
Oh, nice.
Super good.
I didn't know you could do that.
Uh-huh. You can do all their flavors.
Oh, nice.
Mix them up.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I did. Good. I do
lemon pepper and gross. Just and lemon pepper gross.
Lemon pepper and barbecue sauce. Ugh. No, when I went to Buffalo Wild Wings like 2 weekends ago and it was terrible and I'm not going back.
Yeah.
They were cold.
Oh, that's not good.
And then I wanted to send them
back.
The
wings were?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
I was like, yeah, these probably have salmonella in them. I'm going to keep eating. Hopefully I can sue this place. Salmonella is the cold chicken thing you get, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Whew. Just want to make sure I wasn't saying I was getting AIDS or something.
Right.
Sexually transmitted. This tastes like a milkshake, Rody.
It's not bad.
That's weird.
Chris, would you like
that? That is fucking a milkshake? Weird.
It's a Skullberry from Real Ale Brewing Company.
But be careful, it brings all the girls to the yard.
It's true. It's their strawberry milkshake IPA.
Damn, that's good.
It's a little old, so as Jason can attest, it's got a few floaties.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste bad at all.
This is Best Buy 1018. I hate the
Best Buy breweries. Dates.
Listen to us. Put when you made it, not when you think that it's going to be okay.
Right. I will decide when I think it's okay still. And
fuck. Who is it? It's freaking Rabbit Hole. They won't put the dates on the bottom.
Oh, still? Really?
Go to... Man, I bought a six-pack of one of my favorite beers, Off With Your Red, because it's a red IPA.
Right.
No dates. I was like, I'm going to take a risk. Got home. It's motherfucking sugar water.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least 6 months old.
Well, after September 1st, you can drive all the way to Justin.
No, I'm... September 1st, I'm going straight to Petticola's, Rody. That's it. You're all cut off. I will have the occasional Funky Picnic and the occasional New Maine, and the rest of it will come straight from
take that division.
Petticola's. I'm just playing. God damn it. You had to call me out like that. Wait, Wade and Sean know better. They know where I'll be. Division's the place that I still like to visit, at least. And Turning Point, you still got to go there.
Yep.
And we need to go to Brutal. There was a... They posted two beers today. They looked all right.
Yeah.
They weren't full of candy.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of them.
Just wait till Halloween hits and all these breweries.
God damn it. I swear the first person that makes a candy corn beer, I'm going to punch them in the fucking face.
It's the new thing, man.
Start wrapping your knuckles now.
There's going to be one for everybody.
Oh, no. It's going to be bare knuckles.
People are going to do Halloween flights. You're going to have like Butterfinger, Reese's all in a row. They're writing it down right now. The people that listen to us. Butterfinger, Reese's, candy corn.
Yep, the trick or treat flight.
Look, yeah, ooh. You could have two stouts, Butterfinger Reese's, and then you could have two light ones. Candy corn. What's the other one, though?
Spoiler.
What's that other one?
The pumpkins that are exactly the same thing as candy corn, just in a different shape.
What is that last beer?
So we've got which ones?
We want two lights, two darks. We got Butterfinger, Reese's, and then we got candy corn as a light beer. What's that other light beer?
Sweet Tarts.
Good call. Or Smarties, right?
Smarties, yeah.
Smarties!
Smarties beer.
Oh, sugar.
This is a 52% beer because of all the sugar in it.
Brewers, take my advice. You can just pour sugar in there and no one will know the difference. Smarties.
And then just force carb it.
Oh, it comes out like a Smirnoff. Why is this a malt liquor? Because it's Smarties beer.
Why does this have no color? It's a seltzer water.
Guess we could do that too. Oh, think about this. You order your little Halloween flight and it comes in a bucket that you can take trick-or-treating later. See, I'm telling you I should work marketing at a brewery. I still cannot believe that none of these breweries around here have jumped on the Rick and Morty thing. Like, you could have a huge... Get two beers that are Rick and Morty. I was trying to think about how you could take one and then do a polar opposite, call them dimension beers, make them like different dimensions, but the same beer.
Yeah.
And then have a huge Rick and Morty watching party because that's huge with all of us.
Yeah.
Craft beer nerds.
That's true.
And I haven't seen any of it. So I don't know. It's now it's going to come, I hope. I hope. Get on that Rick and Morty beer shit.
Didn't Division do something like that, though? Like a Rick and Morty, like Uncle... No.
Uncle Morty, but that's
not. That was before the cartoon came out.
It wasn't about Rick and Morty. It was probably like something more personal.
Yeah, it's probably like one of the family members.
Yeah, this is really good. It's weird.
It's different.
I don't like it as much now.
You get a little of the strawberry. It's I feel like strawberry is a hard one to do.
And for those of you who are listening that probably tuned in just to hear me try the pickle beer and say, fuck Martin House, you can't get it. So,
yeah, I went to Specs today and $2.
Did you ask for it?
Yep.
And they were like, sorry?
They're like, nope. And $2 said they'll probably check back Friday or Monday.
So. That's crazy, too, because like $2 has every Martin House beer because no one goes there and they didn't have this. You're laughing.
Did you try King's Liquor?
No.
Go check $2 over here, dude. They've got IPAs from Stone. It's like 3 years old.
Perfect.
It's like, what are y'all doing, man?
Experiment.
Their craft beer section is like three coolers, like three doors. That's it.
Mm.
And the biggest section is Deep Ellum, Martin House, and Wild Acre.
Right.
It's like, and then Legal Draft. And of course, they have 47 coolers of domestic bullshit.
Right, because you have to have that inventory.
Got a whole two coolers of Natty Light. What do you want?
What do you want? Well, I mean, now that you have Natter Days.
Natty Daddies.
Like one of Martin House's two packs that you can't buy anywhere, they had a case of them. And I was like, it was the newest one, the Stout, Rye, whatever.
I forget.
But I picked it up. I was like, yep, no thanks. Oh, suck it.
Pass.
I was looking for something else. I wish. Well, like I said, once Dallas. I don't know, man. Got to make some runs. I'm going to make some beer runs. That's what I need to do. Like, go to Peticola's, go to Turning Point, spend, you know, $100, get your whole month's worth.
Right.
The problem with that is, though, if I bring a lot of beer home, it usually gets drank faster than if I.
Right.
It's like, God damn it. It's not a problem. It's just like. Like, if I just get a six-pack, it'll last a week. But if I buy two or three six-packs, it'll last a week.
Right.
It's like, So it's like, that's just here. Buy one six-pack. Yeah. It's pretty much what it is. So it kind of sucks. But because I've had this Odell in there I've had one six-pack of Odell for about 5 days. But I guarantee you if I had two in there, one would be gone.
Right.
Because I'll go to the fridge and be like, oh, I only got four left. I'll just wait. Open the fridge. Oh, I got 12 left. Fuck yeah. Two of these bad boys. Let's play some Xbox, which I don't play Xbox anymore. I play PlayStation, which I'm trying to figure all that mess out, all this NFL and Sunday Ticket. Oh, no. Brody pulled out a holy grail. So Disney, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Disney, I forgot. I know they own ESPN, but I kind of forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But they own ESPN. They own Hulu, right? There's going to be a package for $12.99, where you get Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus.
Really?
That's insane. That's for the price of Netflix.
Are the people that did the live action Aladdin going to be doing ESPN?
I hope so.
Crossover action?
I hope so.
Will Smith takes the place of
Stephen A.
Yeah.
I don't think we're that lucky. I think we're stuck with those assholes.
But they're so good. Their opinions are on point.
Shannon Sharp and what's that other dude's name? I know his name.
Skip Bayless.
Are they on ESPN or are they on something else?
FS1.
Okay, good. No. Who owns that?
Fox Sports.
Dude, shit's so convoluted. So our internet contract is up in October, so mm-hmm. I'm starting to look for other options.
Mm-hmm.
I go to AT&T's website. I'm like, let me think about AT&T. And I'm like, says, we already service your address. And I'm like, what? Spectrum.
Mm.
Oh, AT&T owns Spectrum.
Perfect.
That's lovely. They own three internet services that service this place.
That's why it's overpriced.
That's nuts, dude.
It could be worse. You could end up with gritty.
True.
For electricity, like somebody.
You have gritty?
Bray does. He got tricked into it.
Oh, no. So his electric bill is a little pricey?
It was super cheap, and then, like, I think this month, they were like, oh, you just paid $100 today and $100 tomorrow. And, like, the whole week was, like, $200.
Holy shit. Weird.
He still has like three more weeks to see what that monthly payment is going to be.
Oh my God. What kind of a prepay for your electricity?
No, it's supposed to be wholesale electricity and I don't know.
Oh my God. Did he write you about this or?
No, he put it on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I didn't have time to read it because I was working. I saw something. Yeah, me and him have been talking about the Killswitch album and the new Day to Remember song.
Is that bad?
Oh, my fucking...
Damn it.
Chris, pull it up. It's called Degenerates.
Is it pop rock now?
Yeah. So when we play songs, let's skip to like the middle now. Because we've been playing the stupid intros for our 15 seconds that we're allowed to play. I was like, we should get to the meat and bones of this. At least I think so. If you don't agree, you're the producer.
I totally agree on that one.
Oh, God, this is so bad. Have you heard this?
Oh.
That sounds like the Third Eye Blind song that we sung.
It's so bad. It's the whole song.
What is that, Good Charlotte?
Yes. My friends are degenerates. Never change them.
What happened?
Kill it.
Oh, wow.
Yep, the entire song sounds the exact same as that.
Ugh.
And then it teases you at the end. It starts to, you think it's going into a breakdown.
Uh-huh.
And then it, like...
So it's like Imogen Heap?
Immediately bounces back to that. It's like, my friends are degenerates. How old am I, 50?
That's terrible. That's just the only song they've released so far?
Yeah. Butch, they signed to a new record label and they did a song with that Marshmallow dude. And it sounds just like that, the Marshmallow DJ guy. We talked about him on here.
This guy's got a marshmallow on his head.
I had no idea. I think Chris was schooling us on this. Who was telling us about Marshmallow?
Wasn't me.
Must have been Jay. Jay would like that, wouldn't he?
Jay's a huge EDM.
This guy's the new... I'm going to use air quotes. People can't see him out there, but I'm using air quotes. Skrillex, the new Skrillex, pretty much. But he wears a marshmallow. Oh, fuck off. But yeah, so A Day to Remember did a song with him, and it sounds a lot like that. It's very soft with DJ noises, and you're like, okay, whatever. Fuck off.
Fantastic.
I keep saying that a lot today.
Fuck off.
My friends are degenerates.
Called Rescue Me.
I really don't have to listen to this. So he must be in a good relationship right now. Because this shit is way too happy.
It's bad.
Yeah.
When I found you and you found me.
But see, the new Killswitch record's pretty happy, but it still sounds great.
Hell yeah, it does.
Sounds really great, dude. Wait till you listen to it, if you ever do.
It's a good month for metalheads, because Killswitch Engage, what is it, Slipknot, too, yeah, I think?
That new Slipknot was good.
That and Tool.
Yeah, that 12-minute song.
From Tool. God. What sucks is it's not really that bad, but it's boring. Like, I lose interest after 5.5 minutes.
Right, right.
But then I find myself on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, every Killswitch song is about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is this only 3 minutes? Play longer. So, I don't know. I'm a hypocrite. Face it. I'm not wearing that fucking shirt. I'm a hypocrite. The new Slipknot record, I actually listened to that all the way through twice. It's all right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that one song the best song?
No. It's all pretty much heavy, but most of their records about 5.5 minute songs that I get bored with.
Really?
And they have three of songs on there that do the slow build up. I'm like, you have to like hit the skip button twice till you start hearing the instruments. Fast forward 30 seconds. Oh, there they are. It's pretty heavy. The whole thing's pretty heavy. There's only one soft song.
Assholes.
The new Korn song it's so funny. Like the first, I wasn't with y'all. The first 45 seconds, you're like, what happened? It's heavy. You're like, oh my God. And then it goes super Korn. Mm. It's like, no, I'm not even kidding. There's growls and everything. And then it goes to, I used to tell you what I'd say. It is hysterical. Because I was like, when I first listened to it, I kind of got excited.
I'm sold already.
And then it got all, I can't play with my dad.
At the end, you'll never find me one, Jason.
Oh, you can start it. Fuck it. We'll pay Korn money. Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Not bad.
So then it gets all corny.
It's all corny.
You'll never find me. You'll never find me. I'm lost. Oh, no. I'm lost. Find me. Or kill that. I'm lost. Hold on, I'm gonna look. I created a playlist and I've been adding stuff to it. Also.
Really? I mean, that's a song about him and his kids playing hide and go seek.
Well, that would be epic. I would like the song a lot more if it was that way.
It's not a bad song.
God, Google redid
all. Never found me.
Google redid everything in their stuff. It's so frustrating.
But God damn it, Chris. You went all the way to Colorado and went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Well, we were originally going to go to a different place, but the guy said he was just didn't want to fuck with it. He's like, I just want some wings, and Buffalo Wild Wings is right here, so.
Did you tell him that you drove 17 hours and he'd go fuck himself?
Not quite.
Hmm. So apparently there's a Korn song called A Different World that's featuring Corey Taylor. I'm not going to listen to that right now, but apparently it's there.
Interesting.
In case you were worried about it.
Intriguing.
Anyways. So, yeah, did you go to any weeder places?
I actually did.
What was that like?
I went to a dispensary. It's called the Green Solution. It was really weird because, like, when you first walk in, there's this lady at a completely white room. Lady behind a desk. She's like, give me your ID. You're like, okay. There's nothing else in this room except her, a desk, and an elevator. And you have to go up to the second floor after you give her ID and you get this little, like, card that you can, you know, buy the weed with. And you go up there. There's a crap ton of people in there, so it took a while. But I ended up buying some gummies for like $20.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. And, you know, they're all right. I mean, it wasn't blow away like everyone's saying that it is, but, you know, it was not bad.
It's because you got the wrong ones.
Apparently.
You got to see something new, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Colorado is beautiful. I'd been there. Went there when I was, like, 16 for a youth ski trip. But that place, yeah, that place is really beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, Chris?
It is.
Chris, that place is Nebraska. Until you look to the west.
That place is Nebraska?
It is flat as fuck.
Not when you first get into Colorado.
Until you look to the west, then there's the mountains. That's the only difference.
Is that the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah. I wanted to go where Coors Light is originally
created. Ah, there it is. We found it. We're good now. We are done. Okay. Nope. So I was right. The corn song, go to corn and then cold.
Oh, cold?
Yeah.
Cold, we're so cold. No. Stupid Girl.
Yeah, they're on tour. And I sent Bray a message. I was like, I want to go see this, literally to walk in and sing Stupid Girl and then leave. just to get in the mosh pit one time and be like, Stupid Girl, and then leave. It's like, that's all I came for. Here's my $30. Don't touch me.
Don't ever touch me.
So you got to let it play the beginning, though, on this one. Because this is where it's all heavy. But this is, yeah, listen to this. Fuck it. Like I said, I kind of was into this. I was like, oh shit. Told you, growls.
Yeah, that's almost Metalocalypse.
Time to get corny.
Oh yeah, there it is.
It's fucking terrible. Stop it. Turn it off. Burn it down. It's fucking terrible. You know what sucks is, like, I tried. I listened to the whole thing, mm-hmm. and I was just like, fuck me. Why did I ever like that band? And then I went back and listened to God the Life, and I was like, this is terrible. And then I went back and listened to Blind, and I'm like, this is really terrible, too. The place inside my mind, a place I like to hide.
What about Daddy?
You know, it's all so bad, dude. Unless you're really mad and, like, really just mad.
Angsty teenager.
It's not good. Oh, Adidas is like one of the few that's still okay. But even that's weird because all I could think about was them in the dead body bags. And I was like,
yeah, that was a weird video to go along with that.
All day I dream about. And well, plus when he's like, humping.
Yeah, the edited version is terrible. Like, how is that any better?
Jonathan Davis, dude.
Have you heard any of his solo stuff, Jason?
DJ, his DJ solo stuff?
No, just his regular, I guess, self-titled.
I think it sounds more like the Queen of Damn stuff. It's not terrible, but it's
operatic.
It's definitely weird. He's a DJ too. It's called J Devil. Not even joking. You could have went and saw him at a rave.
J Devil.
Yeah, it's his DJ name, J Devil. Fuck you, Jonathan Davis.
Does he wear a marshmallow over his head?
No, it's an ear of corn.
It's a big husk.
Just going to stick with the theme here. It is a giant husk.
Sold.
But, yeah, I told it was so funny, though, that first 30 seconds. I was like, holy shit. They finally were like, let's evolve a little bit. And then I tell you, just kidding. It's like, yeah, I'm done. And then Chris just played that other one that I'd never heard, and I hated it. So good job.
You never heard that before?
No.
Yeah, they're playing that on The Edge right now.
Oh, of course they are.
Not The Edge, The Eagle. The Edge is no more.
It's not?
Nope.
Oh, that went away a long time ago, didn't it?
Yeah, they changed formats. Now they're
rock
type crap.
I remember someone saying they were playing Closing Time all day over and over, and I didn't believe them, so I listened to it three times.
I played Closing Time the entire
two
day.
Days, yeah. It's pretty cool. I do like that song. It's a pretty good song. A big announcement that came out today. We're going to move subject. Well, there's a couple things here. First was Apple TV came out with their pricing. I didn't know they were going to... I mean, of course, they're going to have their own shows. But it sucks, too, because the first show they're launching with is called The Morning Show, Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
Nice.
Yep. It's like, fuck, the trailer made me really want... I got to stop cursing so much. The trailer really made me want to watch it. I was like, no, I haven't had a trailer grip me like... Well, it is Steve Carell. But that trailer gripped me. I was like, oh, I want to see this. And then it was like, I was watching the whole trailer, and at the end it was like, Apple TV. But they came out with their pricing plan. It's $9.99.
We're back to cable.
It's bad.
For their streaming service?
Yeah. It's bad, though, dude. Like, it's bad. And the internet companies have caught on. Like, trust me, I'm shopping right now. It's 70, 80 bucks a month.
Mm.
I don't know what you're paying. But that's about almost average. Average payment's about 50.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just stupid when you think about it.
Right.
Just having outside cable.
Yep.
Like, hey, you're using too much bandwidth. What is that costing you?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, it's a little. It ain't nothing to what they act like it is. AT&T had enough money to buy Spectrum and buy. Well, who they bought was Time Warner. Do you know AT&T owns DC? They own the comics and the movies. It's nuts, and they're so fucking stupid. Damn, there it is again. Warner Brothers announced, and I thought it was a joke. Matrix 4.
Really?
Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, Trinity,
mm-hmm.
are already signed on. What?
This is a prequel?
Well, this is what Caleb was like. Oh, it's just a prequel. I was like, it can't be. You saw every second that they were together for the most part. You saw it all. There was no gap in time where you left and came back. Maybe between the first two, Reloaded and, or the Matrix and Matrix Reloaded, there was a little gap there where Neo gained his powers and got better. But you saw almost everything that they did in that little...
He was dead, right? He died.
She died worse than he did, because he died in the Matrix. His is probably pretty easy to explain, because mm-hmm. he died in the Matrix. Could have been a huge snuck out or whatever. That's easy. She died in the real world with a thing sticking through her sternum. Like, the Sentinel stabbed her.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, 12 years ago.
Robots can probably fix that and
bring your soul back.
And the
I believe in souls, Rhodey. Your body may be fixed, but you will not have your soul.
Worked out good for the mountain.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's true. I don't even know where you would start with that.
I don't know either.
Agent Smith's back. I was never really a huge fan of the Matrix series, so I only really watched the first one. What happened at the very end of the third one?
We just said
everybody died.
To Zion.
So Neo pretty much Neo has to sacrifice himself to kill Agent Smith. And when he does it, he makes a deal with the machines. Hey, I'm going to do this. We're going to have peace. So he does it. And then there's peace. Like the machines are about to kill all the real people in Zion. And they stop. And then they're like, peace. And Morpheus goes, he did it. In Lawrence Fishburne's super emotional way that he has.
Neo did it.
He was so emotional in those series.
He is the one.
Yep. He's so serious and emotional in those movies.
He's beginning to believe.
He believed. The Oracle told you exactly what you needed to hear. Sunglasses on that don't have things that go around your ears. They just clip on your face.
Got to be super annoying.
It's your residual self-image. Because he's like, oh, I'm wearing clothes. Neo. God, I watched the first one, I'm not gonna lie, 100 times, and then I remember watching the second one, like, heh,
and then the third one, you're like,
huh,
I hate everyone. Do you get some of this yet?
No, yet. That the first watch of that second one, I'll never forget. I walked out of the theater, like, literally, heh, what did I just watch? Why did we over explain everything to the point where I need to go home and get a chart and graph? Oh, I'll never, like, the first time Smith's like multiplying, and then they were in the park and he was fighting 1,000 of them, and you're just like,
huh? That looks super realistic.
It just, none of it made any sense. You're like, I thought he killed him. No, I became a virus. Why? Why did you become a virus? Neo, you must go see the architect by taking this train. It's like, but the train is really like a USB cable.
Mm-hmm.
Shit just got so, oh my god,
the whole time he's just waiting for someone to plug it in.
Yep. Yeah, the two twins that show up that are like, we've been here forever but no one knows about us.
Oh, they're the albino ones.
Yeah,
no, that's the bad guys.
But they know powers. The two twins, like, they were super badasses that weren't even in the first one, or Morpheus didn't even know about them
somehow.
So crazy. Yeah, and then that lady was like, oh, I just want to make out with Neo. I'm going to rewatch him. I actually just got all three on 4K.
Nice.
not someone sent it to me, because I would have bought the first one, but not the other two.
Yeah.
Me and my family, after that third one, we're like, we're just gonna pretend like it was the first one. That's it. Neo flies off from the phone booth. End movie.
Yep, movie over.
Series over.
Maybe that's where they pick it up. They just restart the series from there. We can do better.
Be so funny. Like it
showed. Like Terminator. Let's just start. Oh yeah, that's not canon anymore.
Fucking Terminator. That's such a
don't worry about that stuff.
So they've recently said that Edward Furlong is going to be in that new Terminator as John Connor.
Really?
Yep. Like unhealthy, poor human being. I don't even know what that dude looks like, but I know it's not good.
I think they should just cast Haley Joel Osment as
he would. Yeah, he'd be good. But I have no idea what this movie is going to be about. Let's talk about this Grayson Grit real quick. This is one of the best IPAs that exists.
It's so good. Like I really want to make a trip out to Shreveport.
Especially, well, they can already sell from the brewery, can't they? Texas was the only state that's a piece of junk.
Yep.
Looks like Edward Furlong ate the Terminator.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, not even just being fat. Like, look at he is.
Yeah, that's
he's
drugs.
Had some hard times. Yeah.
That's a lot of drugs.
What year is that photo?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I don't know.
I hope it was like Star Wars whenever they told Luke, Mark Hamill, they're like, hey, you're going to be in the new Star Wars. And he's like, okay, cool. And the next day, two trainers showed up at his door. Like, what? And they were like, time to get to work, boy.
He's not drinking that gross, like, weird milk from the...
No, that's what got him in shape.
Yeah, that weird-ass milk.
And then, yeah, Princess Leia said that happened to her, too. She was like, whoa, okay. And they started whipping her into shape.
Exactly. Now she's a hologram.
Yep. So, but no, he's going to be in the new Terminator, and that's weird. So the new Terminator is supposed to be a direct sequel to Terminator 2, I think.
Yeah, it is.
And you ignore 3, 4, 5, whatever.
As you should.
It's so weird.
Second one was actually the best one, in my opinion.
Agreed, absolutely.
Who's that guy that played the metal dude?
Yeah, he's so awesome. I know his name. So he was in Die Hard. I used to know a few things that he was in. So I was literally scared of this guy as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that when did it come out? Oof.
Came out 91.
So I saw that 91 or 92, which would have made me 8 years old. I was completely terrified that there was a human being that could change his body like that.
I thought, can see that.
So stuff like that sticks in your head. Like, I'll never forget when she's on the phone. She's like, talking to the dog. Wolfie's okay. And then it showed his arm sticking through the milk carton, sticking through the parent. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, your foster parents are dead. I was so frightened.
Yeah, Robert Patrick.
Yeah, that dude was terrifying for me. The music, everything about it was scary. It was a scary movie,
didn't it? That was a good movie, though.
He just said it was in 91, right?
Yep.
91, dude. They were way ahead of their time.
Way ahead.
Good job. He could have made a Spider-Man movie back then. What's his name? Fuck. James Cameron. Isn't it?
Who made...
It's a director on that. James Cameron. Nowhere to run. Better be James Cameron.
Let's see.
I don't even need you to look it up.
Yep. James Cameron. Yeah.
I know that. He also made Aquaman in the Entourage universe. James Cameron did it with Vinny Chase.
Right. Worst movie ever.
It was the highest grossing movie ever at that time in that show. When it was like $200,000 or some shit. Anyways. Matrix 4. I don't even know what they're going to do with that, dude. It's happening. That's so weird. And also, I think only one of the Wachowskis, the sister, not the brother, is doing it. So, Lana Wachowski, I don't remember what her name was. It was Larry, and I can't remember the other one's name.
That's the one-eyed monster off of Monsters, Inc., right?
Mike Wazowski.
You know there's a series of that coming to Disney Plus, right?
Is it really?
Super pumped. Original cast and everything, dude.
Okay.
That tastes like you're drinking a cigar.
That means it's going to be good.
Disney Plus has me by the junk, man, except for this Lady and the Tramp remake that I don't want to see.
Is it live action?
Yeah, but not digital. It's real live action. Like Dr. Dolittle style with real dogs. Do you know that that's Robert Downey Jr.'s next project right now?
Lady and the Tramp?
No, a Dr. Dolittle remake. He's Dr. Dolittle.
That's racist.
Good for you. Good for you, Robert Downey. I'm no longer Iron Man. I'm not going to do Marvel anymore. What are you going to do? Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland's one of the voices that he talks to, which is just kind of funny.
I figured he'd go Sherlock Holmes again.
That's happening, too.
That is.
Okay.
No serious roles where he's going to get an Oscar.
When's he going to do that Priest movie with Tobey Maguire?
I would sign up for that immediately, but everybody hates Tobey, so.
Was it Tobey Maguire or Elijah Wood?
It was Tobey.
Okay. I get those two confused.
The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle.
Yep, there you go. And look, it's got a picture of Iron Man on there.
Yeah. Perfect.
Take that! And
somewhere it looks like Anthony Bourdain.
Hope for the rest of your life.
Weird. That's drugged up version of Robert Downey Jr.
And the description for the movie, a physician discovers that he can talk to animals.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's just a remake.
Oh, and it's coming in 2020. Rated R. That's going to be weird.
It's not rated R.
Where did you see that?
Made you look.
Oh.
Dude, that would actually make it kind of maybe interesting. Dogs cursing the whole time. I guess it wouldn't be that interesting.
And it says January of 2020, so.
Yeah. Trailer will be dropping soon. Ooh. The Black Widow trailer is about to drop soon, too, and I could give two shits.
Mm.
Now I really want to see the Black Widow trailer.
Mm.
I got really so. Damn it again. There was a movie that I was.
You
really,
curse so much, sir.
There was a movie that I was really pumped to see. It was Brightburn, the evil Superman movie. Mm-hmm. Rented it.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yep. It's fucking horrible.
It had so much potential.
It did. That's exactly why I was so hyped on it, too. Oh, yeah. I almost bought it. Thank God.
So the boys are better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Ugh. This movie's bad. It's bad, 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 bad parents, bad. The only thing that's good is the kid that plays Superman. He does all right. He's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He can go from, I'm cute and innocent to creepy really quick. It's like, okay. But some of the kills are pretty gory, which is what you would want. But
so is he Superman-like, and meaning like he has Superman powers or?
No, he's Superman.
Oh, he's actually Superman.
But he's not called Clark. No, he's completely Superman. Everything about, lands an alien spacecraft, is raised by those two. All the names are different, though.
Oh.
They're allowed to do it because it's a, what's it called, spoof or whatever? Spoof. But it's overall, I don't know, it's 90 minutes long. It's a horror movie, but it's, you don't get scared at all because the kid's invincible.
Right.
Oh, no one's going to kill him.
We just put some dynamite up his butt, right?
I can't wait till you find out if he can take down Vindicator that way. Not Vindicator, what's his name?
The Vindicators. Vindicators Rick 2. And
Morty.
What do you mean, Vindicators 3?
I saw them. Rick, did you get drunk and saw them? Which Vindicator was the Superman character on that? What's his name? We know his name. I can't think of it right now. On The Boys.
Talking about The Boys?
Yeah. The lead character.
Oh, what was his name? Captain Fantastic?
Captain, yeah.
Perfect.
I can't think of his name. But it's okay.
Butcher.
The Butcher? No.
That's the main character.
Yeah, that is the main character.
Huey. That's also the main character.
Oh, and The News?
And The News.
Huey Lewis and The News?
Yeah. I just cannot get over the
Homelander.
Yeah, that's right.
What a terrible
name.
Yeah, terrible. It's his superhero name. Do they have... You don't know any other secret identity. Well, you know the starlet or whatever. You know her secret identity.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know the rest of them. Anyways, I was really pumped for that movie. It was terrible. It wasn't terrible. I don't know. It was a $6 million budget. It was a 90-minute movie. Roy from The Office is the dad. So
that's why the kid turned out like he did.
Totally makes sense. And then the mom is the Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, from Zack and Mary Making Porno, from The Pitch Perfects.
Knocked Up.
Yeah, Knocked Up. Nope. Chris is wrong.
You sure?
Minus 1 point, Chris. We're going to play Harry Potter. You just lost a point. Gryffindor.
Suck it. Oh, he's definitely Slytherin.
He's right about the name. I'm wrong about the name. Elizabeth. No, he's right.
Oh, Leslie Mann.
Yeah, you're talking Leslie Mann. So, no, I was right. Elizabeth Banks is the right name. Type in Elizabeth Banks. You'll recognize her. You'll recognize her. She's the Pitch Perfect announcer on Pitch Perfect. She's that's the only way she's funny, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hunger Games girl, look, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And look at the bottom. The scary-ass movie's the second poster there.
Brightburn.
The name of the town's Brightburn, so it's like a knockoff of Smallville. Because Smallville is where Superman's from. Brightburn's where that dude's from.
I know it's a superhero movie, but does the plot make any sense? Or is it believable?
It's not a superhero movie. You mean
where they have a kid that's superpowered and kills people?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. Like, so I said, he's Superman, they raise him till he's about 12, and then he realizes he has powers, and instead of being like, I should help people, he's like, I should fuck people.
Damn.
And he does. He does hardcore. Like, oh, goddamn. Superman's mean. Sorry about doing anything to you.
Yeah, could you imagine something that powerful having temper tantrums?
Blech. There's nothing you could do.
Or going through puberty.
Nothing.
I'm so angry. I love corn.
I have a question for you, Chris.
What's that?
Yesterday, I saw Dan Aykroyd from Ghostbusters. Perhaps you guys know of him.
Yes.
What else has he been in? That dude is famous from just
the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. God. He played someone's dad in a movie.
Coneheads.
That I really liked. Thank you. Yep. Saturday Night Live. Dang it, whose dad was... Oh my God, Celtic Pride is one of my favorite movies of all times.
It's stupid, but it's pretty good.
So we were watching, I showed Caitlin just the intro to that, where he's yelling at the little kid, yelling at his wife about the Celtics. I love the Celtics! And I was like, Caitlin, you will understand this, because this is me. I'm so sick of you and your therapist taking something pure and twisting it around. But Dan Aykroyd is actually great. And I'm trying to, but anyways.
Jason loves the Celtics.
So, no, Lakers, sir. Dan Aykroyd did a little trailer for, I didn't know they were remastering the 2009 video game Ghostbusters. They're putting it back out remastered. And then I realized that Final Fantasy VIII Remastered is coming out next week or the week after.
It's not as good as 7.
Well, this is just a remaster. It's not a remake.
Final Fantasy VII is coming out not too long.
It's a remake. That's a from scratch, start over type situation. But this has been happening a lot, these remasters versus remakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how Chris felt about that as a video game person.
Should I actually like it because they came out with a Final Fantasy remake on 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite Final Fantasy game.
Remake or remaster?
Remastered. Yeah. That's remastered.
So... And have you played it?
Yeah.
On PC?
Yeah.
So you can play the old one versus the new one, and the new one is definitely worth the money and all that business?
PCMR? That's what you played it on?
As far as like nostalgia for me, yeah. I mean, I'll still play the original game, but just updated graphics, you know, everything just looks more cleaner and crisper and just...
Nice.
That game, I loved it.
I might have to get in on that. I've never played... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14.
I played 7, 10, and what's the one with lightning or light? 13, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, 13.
Brody, you played none, right?
I thought about buying the latest one.
15.
But I didn't.
You don't have time.
Yeah. I asked for God of War for Christmas, and I still have not played it.
You haven't turned it on?
Haven't even turned it on.
Is it installed?
I've had a lot of housework to do.
It's when you quit doing housework.
And play games. Yeah.
Well, Kratos is a dad in that, and, you know.
That's true. I am getting tips on how to be a dad from Kratos.
Boy. He says boy like 700
boy,
times.
Boy, go fight that monster.
I am in a similar boat to that. I don't have as much work to do, but I've decided that I can no longer buy anything until I finish something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you want to buy this new game? You have to beat something. So I go through my catalog trying to find the easiest thing to beat.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, shit.
So, mission accomplished.
It's a new
Tetris. I passed the first level. I'm buying this game.
Oh, it's hard. It's frustrating because I want them all.
Then did you see Norman Reedus pissing?
Oh, on the...
In that new game or his new upcoming game?
Yeah, I can't even...
Is that thing finally coming out?
It's not out yet.
It's
not the same one?
No. Rhodey's talking about the Silent Hill thing that never happened.
Oh, the Silent Hill one.
So That didn't happen. So we made a different game.
Bastards.
I can't think of what it's called, but it's a new one. But yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan of this or not, Chris. This just remastering a game. It's like a game studio's bored. They remaster it and they charge half the price. And I wonder what I would like to know are the logistics behind it, like how much it really costs to do it, and if it's really worth it. That's what I'd like to know.
That's true, but I mean, of course, it's also kind of a sign of the times thing. Is we're not coming out with anything new. Coming out with just remakes, remasters of video games, movies, and you know, for the most part, I'm on board with it. But you know, yeah, that's only if I'm like super into the game
and music.
And music.
Everyone's sampling.
It's very true. Very true, man. That Korn song sounds like a sample.
Hardcore.
Korn.
Hardcore. Korn.
I don't know. And I watched the trailer with Dan Aykroyd talking over about Ghostbusters, and I was like, I don't remember this game in 2009, but it looks really cool. Now I want it. And then it was like $40, and I was like, I'll pass.
Yeah, fuck that.
The next game that I'm actually spending money on is the Medieval remake. It's a remake from the ground up.
Nice.
And it's fucking awesome. And then I want to get that Star Wars game, but I'm going to have to talk myself into that because it's $80.
What? Plus the surprise mechanics.
Is it EA?
Yeah.
It is, but it looks all right. I mean, it doesn't. Looks all right. Oh, we got this lovely prairie beer.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really talked about it. All we talked about was the cigar taste. What is this, Rudy?
I could see how you get cigar out of it a little bit, but it's Prairie Ale's peanut butter coffee stout. It's only 11-something%.
How old is this one?
It's probably like 6 or 8 months.
I wish everybody would just date everything. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Yep, I can't decipher gibberish. There's a date there, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I don't know if they do the code dating or not. Yeah, they code date their stuff, so I have no clue.
That sucks. You just want to know. Did you figure out the name of that game, Chris?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding. What a weird name.
Consider yourself hugged. It's an Imperial Stout with peanut butter and roasted coffee. It's 11.9%.
So the smell is pretty... It's legit peanut butter and coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's not bad. Chris doesn't think so, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan of stouts. I just like my porters, you know.
Boy, what's wrong with you, boy?
You like one porter.
Boy! That's the Pantego porter that you like?
Yeah, that's really good.
I know that. Mortal Kombat 11 announced their combat pack. Did you see all that?
No, I didn't.
Terminator's in there.
Oh, fucking of course.
Spawn's in there.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Anyways.
Oh, that game kind of flopped.
They did something stupid, too. They extended... So you don't get the last downloaded character until March of 2020. Jeez. So on the 1 year... It's past the 1 year anniversary of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, hey, here's the final character. It's like...
It's Jimmy Fallon.
The game has flopped.
Yeah, not much, well, especially in the fighting game community. So,
suck it. And then other big news: Sony bought Insomniac Games, the company that made Spider-Man PS4.
Uh huh.
They bought it.
Okay.
So suck the dick, Microsoft. I used to be on that team.
Team Microsoft.
I'm on the winning team now. I actually have both consoles, so whichever team's winning, I just be like, "Yep, that's the team I'm on."
whatever exclusive you have Spider-Man on, that's where I'm at.
I can never lose.
I'm trying to. That's what I need to get my fandom like that in life. Period. Yeah, they bought it, so I'm like super excited though to see what they come up with.
Have you seen the new Black Panther video game?
No, I'm not gonna play it.
It's like Batman.
There's a Black Panther video game.
I think Rhodey's making this up.
I think he's just making shit up now.
Look it up, Chris. It's got the same fighting mechanics.
Like, if you can't chant E-Bomb B, I don't want it.
See, a Black Panther-inspired video games.
Yeah.
Forbes. See? Black Panther needs a video game. Wakanda Forever, why we need a Black Panther game.
Oh, that'd be awesome if that's what they called it. Wakanda Forever.
I think Rhodey is the leader in that forum.
And then it's basically just a Sims game.
The problem with Black Panther is that it would just be a hack and slash game, kind of like that Deadpool game.
Yeah, that's true.
Just button mash. I watched the 10 minutes of the Avenger game or whatever. It was pretty boring.
It's a PlayStation 2 Black Panther.
What'd you say, Jason?
I watched the first 15 or 20 minutes of the Avengers game that's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It was boring.
Oh, really?
Yep. I love fighting games, but they are. They're just button mashers, all of them.
Hell yeah.
Those kind. I mean, like, you know, your 3D, but 3D thing. Like, the guy, I watched him play as Thor, Black Widow, and Cap, and it was just, you know, XX square circle, XX square circle.
Right.
Oh, I just found out the combo to smash him through the roof. Well, XX circle, XX circle, XX circle.
If they kept it to the combat of, like, you know, was it Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. But it,
that's what a Marvel Alliance was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a button masher, but it was awesome.
It was the same buttons over and over and over.
Yeah.
What kept me in Marvel Alliance was the story. And I think that's what this will be, too. But, like, he threw the hammer, and I want to know how you can do that and whatnot. But it sucks because with superheroes, there's just so much that you can do, but you're restricted to a controller. I think it would be better if you had a keyboard, but you'd have to memorize all the you'd have to memorize the whole thing, and that'd be hard.
So right. You got macros.
There you go.
Come to the real winning side, Jason.
Yeah. PC, bitches. I'm out.
PCMR.
I'm coming with you, GOAT. Let's do this. GOAT's PC.
Phrasing. Phrasing.
GOAT is the PC master race.
He is. Back with controllers and keyboards.
Never heard of them.
Miss those guys.
They take pictures now. That's fun.
The leader does.
Very awesome fucking pictures, by the way.
Yeah, y'all should follow him if I knew that it's a weird name. But Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards takes awesome skateboarding pictures. I dig them. I dig them.
Really cool landscape pictures, too.
Oh. Gotta do
something. You know what the fuck they got? Turtle Forever.
I know. I wish books and they just all quit together at the same time.
I mean, quit, you know, all.
It's what we
gotta know when you're done.
It's what we're about to do.
What?
Just go follow us on Patreon, or we're gonna quit. We need your 99-cent pledges. We started a Patreon. If at the $2 range, you get nudes sent from me.
I mean, if Michael gave up on us, we're.
He
we're,
did.
We're going to have to give up on ourselves here pretty soon.
He did. He did.
Act like he's busy making fucking beer or something.
Whew. Yeah, I was hoping that last title would get him, but he didn't.
He's just forgetful.
It's not like he's making beer out of fucking candy.
I get tired.
He's got time.
I get tired of these people acting like their jobs are more important than what I'm doing.
Fucking assholes.
What I'm doing right now is what you need to pay attention to. I'm a very important person. What, VIP? What is he? What am I? VUP? Very unimportant person? That's from Ocean's 12. Might be 13. Ugh.
That's the one with all shit cast?
I think it's the 13. No, I think it's 13. I didn't want to go into it. All those Oceans movies are terrible, especially the newest one with Sandra Bullock. It was god awful. Sorry. And I like Sandra Bullock, so. Lastly, we went to the Dallas Aquarium. It was shit. Didn't have a good time. It was hot. There was a lot of people.
Well, that's because you carried a kid the entire time.
Didn't see any animals.
Especially that fucking ocelot that was lazy as shit in the corner.
Sleep. Don't you know when people are here, you need to wake up? It wasn't bad, but the price is so high too. It was just like, ooh.
That's why you throw little pebbles at it, wake it up.
I checked my credit card statement. I was like, what did I spend $45 on and $8 parking? Oh, this.
Well, oh, you're 2 years old? Nah, we can't go to Dallas Aquarium.
Can't afford it.
But
dude,
you got a little baby shark looking at Connor.
That was a pretty good picture.
That's a very good picture.
Kaylin is a expert photographer, not me.
Nice.
She definitely got the bonus there, didn't she?
She did.
For those of you that are wondering, you can't see it because I don't want you to.
It's on our Patreon for $5.
Oh, good call, Chris. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I also picked up some more of the Office Pops. I don't know if we talked about that last week.
Did you?
I've got them all. I've got everyone you can get your hands on right now. The rest of them are dropping. Oh, the three Target ones drop September 1st.
Nice.
same day that I'm supposed to be going to the fantasy football draft to get made fun of for not being in last place. Did you know that you can be in last place and not have the worst record?
Well, I mean, you are a unicorn.
Makes no fucking sense. So I'm going to... I hope one of them still listens to this. They'll be like, oh, Jason's pissed about it. Fuck you. Hate you.
Fuck you all.
And by the way, if you want to play a drinking game, drink every time I curse.
It's called Go to the Hospital.
Yeah. But you got to cut back on that, I guess. It's still hard when I have the kid around and I'm like, oh, yeah, Connor.
I'm probably completely wrong about this beer, Rowdy, but it kind of tastes like pina colada.
God, I hope not. That means he's... I mean, it smells a little funny. It's supposed to have coconut in it.
I get the coconut. What kind of beer is it?
Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah.
He gets that. It is from Buffalo Bayou, which is Oklahoma or Arkansas? Oklahoma or
Arkansas. Houston.
And I'm fired. So it's nice. It's been nice. Thank you, guys. I'll just wear the terrible beer shirt.
Also known unicorn. As a company that makes more cowbell.
I suck at beer. I suck at beer shirt. Can we make me wear that?
Jason, I just said a beer tasted like pina colada, so I think you're covered.
I can get a little bit of Almond Joy at the end. It's not a overpowering flavor, but I do get the chocolate. I do get the coconut. Almonds is a hard thing to taste, I feel like, though.
Not getting that nutty?
Maybe at the very end? I don't know. It's not a bad beer, though, at all.
That's actually pretty good. It's a lot better than that last one.
You don't like drinking cigars, Chris?
No, I do not.
You ain't live till you drink a cigar.
Apparently not.
Drink a cigar.
It's also called dip.
Dip. Drink a dip.
Drink a dip. I have.
I don't know anybody that's partied real hard and hasn't drinking a dip or got a beer that had a cigarette in it.
Oh.
That's true.
Ugh.
Get so mad, dude. You're just drinking your beer, having a good time, and then you're like, why is there a cigarette in my beer? Oh, I thought that was done.
That's what a lot of people in my high school said. Put a cigarette in a beer and you'll never want to smoke again.
Yeah. Ooh, so gross.
Gross.
That's gross. But so you don't think this tastes like Almond Joy?
Me?
You are the only person in the room.
Oh, I don't know.
No, yeah. You're all by yourself, Chris.
No, I get Almond Joy now, but like I said, I guess I just turned into pina colada, but now that you told me what I'm supposed to taste in it, then no, it's fine.
That happens. It tricks your mind.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good, though.
I'm going to throw out a shameless plug for these Viva La Dirt League. They're hilarious. Go follow them. Viva La Dirt League.
What is that?
They do, like, tech store stuff. It's really funny. I don't know. Can't really explain it. Don't want to. Viva La Dirt League on Facebook. I watch everything they do.
Nice.
Hilarious. And I think we're going to call it a show. This has been great. This has been great. Yeah, well organized. Jason cursed a lot. We drank a lot of beer. We had a good time.
Filled up the swear jar for the week.
And like I said, hey, we're back.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry. But not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done.
Now. But when we come back, it will be
will be good.